Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
Hey, on the agenda today is a great day in Cornwall called Augustus, and I think he gets a bit excited when guests come over. Is that the story?
He does. Now, to give you an idea of a Great Dane, and especially of Augustus, he was nearly as tall as I was, and I'm 5'6", so he was huge.
They're big dogs, aren't they?
They're big, beautiful, and this young boy, he's only a year or so old, beautiful, full of joy, no malice at all, just absolutely wants to say hello. Now, when he wants to say hello, it generally means he wants to jump up on people and also bring up his paw. So now, if that was a little Shih Tzu or a little dog, that's not going to be a major problem. But Augustus makes it a major problem by his body type. So he'll hear the gate. He'll run to the gate, so delighted to meet the guest. Often people are scared of a big dog like Augustus coming at them because they're huge and powerful and their head's often bigger than our head. So often people will respond with a bit of fear or a bit of reservation, which then he interprets as being afraid, so he gets afraid and so the whole thing snowballs. So what we did with Augustus was we needed to teach him what we call a contra command. So you can't jump up on somebody if you're being asked to sit or to go into a down. So what we decided with Augustus was that we would find some really high quality treats. So in the dog world, we're looking for a $100 note. You know, it might be a little bit of sausage, or it might be some nature's gift or something that the dog really, really likes.
Yep.
Powerful. And we're only going to use that food reward for this skill because it's important, because people have to be able to get from the gate to the front door without having to worry about Augustus. So we get the owner to come down the stairs and just have him on lead. And as she gets about three quarters of the way down the path and the pretend guest is now at the gate, Mum starts asking the dog to go into a drop. So while he's in a drop, she is just literally marking that behaviour. So yes, good drop, yes, good drop. And the trainer came in and waits for a little while until the dog's really connected to this whole being rewarded, and then asks if she can pat the dog. And so she pats the dog, and then they all begin to walk up to the house. Now, Augustus did really well. Now, this is a pattern that we're trying to change for him. So we're looking at least 6 weeks before that's going to really take hold. And we've got to make sure that we're really consistent. So if there is a guest coming, we want to make sure that we're well prepared. We've got him on lead. We've got our treats. And then eventually what he'll do is guests will be synonymous with exciting, but really even more exciting because we're getting paid some high quality treats here. So that's what we started, and he did really, really well. We were able to get the pretend guest in about five times without him jumping up or doing anything like that. So Augustus, we'll see him in the next couple of weeks, but hopefully we've got him going when we need him to go.
So on the right track, but a little bit more work to be done.
On the right track, yes. Beautiful boy from Bendigo, and I'm sure he will train a treat.
Good on you, Joe. Good luck with the rest of the training of Augustus.
Thanks, Sean. See you next week.